Way back when I was in my late teens, I remember seeing a bumper sticker that said, "My boss is a Jewish carpenter." And I was a little puzzled by that. Faith didn't mean much to me at the time, so I didn't immediately interpret it in a Christian way. I thought that guy's boss was a Jewish carpenter, and I figured it was maybe something to fight anti-Semitism, or maybe his boss gave it to him. I didn't know. I took it literally, as I usually do. But eventually, it dawned on me that that Jewish carpenter was Jesus Christ, and that that man who had the bumper sticker on his car was proclaiming himself as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And that's maybe it was too subtle for me at the time, but it was a beautiful way of honoring his Christian devotion to Jesus and acknowledging Jesus as the Jewish carpenter. Well, that thought came back to me because today's Labor Day, at least here in the United States, national holiday, and also because in today's gospel, the crowd of people in the synagogue in Nazareth identify Jesus as son of Joseph. Also part of the reason why I decided to have a votive mass in honor of Saint Joseph today, patron saint of laborers, patron saint of workers, and he's mentioned in the gospel. So Joseph is not mentioned very often in the gospel, but here he is. Jesus goes to the synagogue in Nazareth, stands up, reads the reading, and then everyone's looking at him, and he says, "This passage is fulfilled right here and now in your hearing." And they're very impressed until they say, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" And suddenly their attitude changes, as if being son of Joseph was a bad thing. Well, there it is. He's a Jewish carpenter. Now, they weren't opposed to him being Jewish. They were opposed to him, or they rejected him for being a carpenter, meaning a lowly laborer, a poor man, a nobody. So since he's only son of Joseph, he can't possibly be as impressive as he looks and as he sounds, and so we will reject him. And then as Jesus continues to proclaim the gospel, they violently reject him. On Labor Day, we counter the tendency that is always in the elite to look down on labor, look down on manual labor, common work. Labor Day is a day to honor the dignity of workers and to defend the rights of workers. It's a constant struggle everywhere in the world. Workers are often underpaid and exploited, or people don't even have work. You know, unemployment isn't as big an issue now in the United States as it has been at other days, but in the world, that's a very big issue. People are underemployed or unemployed, or they can't support their families. So a day like Labor Day gives us, yes, an opportunity to work for the dignity of workers and to uphold legislation and organizations that support workers, although it's a complex social and political football. But it's also, in the Catholic Church, an opportunity to recall God's view about work, what God has in mind. God is not intent on making money or making sure that workers make a decent wage, although he's concerned about that. But God himself is a worker. Remember the line Jesus said at one point, "My Father is at work until now, and I am at work as well." God is a worker. He's the original worker, the work of creation. And we go back to the beginning, God established the pattern for human work, 6 days of work, 1 day of rest, 1 day for the Lord, 6 days of work. So that's normal. That's not a result of the fall. That's how God established the order in creation, the order for us. Then when he made the first man, he put him in the garden to take care of the garden. That he had a job to do, meaning the human family, by God's design, has a work. Not because of sin. It's because of how God created us to be. Now, sin distorted work and made it difficult, and it makes our work not as fruitful as it should be, and we have to sweat But work is not a curse. Work is a participation in the work of God. And the dignity of workers comes from being created in the image of God and participating with God. So aside from issues of, you know, labor laws and unions and whatever organizations and all these things that are difficult, from a higher perspective, we're called to be workers with God. And the patron saint of workers is Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph was given a job, not primarily just to be a carpenter. His job, his work, labor, was to be the guardian of the Holy Family, to be the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the father of the Son of God, the foster father. That was his task. If he wasn't working as a carpenter, he would have done something else to support his family. So the idea of work is much loftier than I think most people think of on Labor Day. And this day gives us an opportunity to recall that. Now, Jesus in the gospel here is beginning his public ministry. He goes to Nazareth. He reads a passage from the prophet Isaiah, which is a declaration of what his work is, what he was sent to do. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. That's the work of Jesus and the work of the body of Christ. Bring glad tidings to the poor, to the unawin. Proclaim liberty to captives, not only captives in prisons or prison camps, but those who are captive of sin, slaves of sin. They need a word of liberty. They need proclamation that there's a way out. To proclaim recovery of sight to the blind. Isn't the modern world blind to the truth, including the truth of the dignity of workers, the truth of the dignity of the human person? To let the oppressed go free. Many are oppressed, not only by others, but by their own weaknesses and sins. And to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord, meaning a new time has begun because the Messiah has come. Jesus Christ has come to do a work of salvation. And he has never stopped doing that work. He accomplished it fully on the cross. That's what we celebrate. But that, the fruit of the labor of the cross continues to this day, and we experience it in every Holy Mass. So as we celebrate Labor Day, we entrust ourselves to the work of Jesus Christ to save us. We can't save ourselves, but we do our work in cooperation with his saving grace, and we entrust ourselves to the intercession of Saint Joseph, patron saint of workers.